Well, we would say, bring me a bag of feed, chicken feed.
Uh-huh.
And they'd bring us a big paper bag of chicken feed. You know, we don't get, now if you get one, you got to get in a bag. It's not in a sack no more before you knew. He would, that clothes on them too good. If I was half naked, I'd buy me some granite sacks and they'd be white cloth. But I'd wash it and make me a dress and I'd just put it on and go sleep.
I see.
But now they've got you fixed so you can't use your granite sack for dresses no more.
I see. And did you ever call them toe sacks?
Yes, the toe sack is a bagging sack. And it'll hold anything else, but you wouldn't like to make a dress out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, way years ago when I know that before I was born, I heard my mother say that was, the young boss was so rich until the people got a long cotton bagging and made him a suit of clothes. And when he went in the box for a suit of clothes, that's, nobody was going to get his brand new, didn't know what kind it was going to be in it. Just had measured itself up and ordered. He gonna have a nice suit of clothes, and they were one of the nicest long cotton bagging suits you want to see.
Mm.
And they thought Lord was gonna make him good and mad, and he just went right in and put it right on and put on his shirt and his coat and went right on mad, and he surprised those people.
Real
yeah.
Proud of it.
Yeah, uh-huh. That's right.
Did they ever used to call them croaker sacks?
Yeah, croaker sacks. That's a name for. A bagging sack.
I see.
And one of them is a little coarser than the other. Now, long cotton bagger is finer than short cotton bagger. Short cotton bagging got great big old threads in it.
Mm-hmm. Too rough?
Too. Uh-huh. That looks rough, you know, but
mm-hmm.
long cotton bagging looks kind of slick, you know.
I see. And did you ever used to hear anybody play something that they'd blow into and make music?
Well, that was called a mouth organ or a zoo's harp. Jew's harp.
Right. Jew's harp would be...
Yeah, so you put it hit in your mouth like this here, and you catch that little thing there.
Like a twanging sound.
Yes, and out of mouth organ, you just put your...
And you ever call that a harp?
Yes, a harp. We called it a mouth organ then, but it was a harp.
I see.
Right.
Uh-huh. And... the playground equipment or homemade kids used to play on, if you put a board on a support and one child would sit here and one child would sit here and they'd go up and down.
Mm-hmm.
What did you used to call that in the old
flying
days?
Jenny.
Was that the flying Jenny or
well,
the flying
well,
Jenny go around?
You could make it go any way you want.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes, you could put that post up around it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you could bore a hole in that thing you're going to put on that ride on.
Mm-hmm.
Then you could put it on there then, and then you get up on there, and you go up and down that way, but you go all the way around that thing come back. Just good. I like it so well, it just will make me one.
All right, when you do, you tell me, I'll come out and watch.
But I can't make one, though, because we went in the woods and cut on a sapling tree. And hewed it over when it had no saw out there. And then trim it up, see?
Mm-hmm.
And then hit that pole hard with the axe, you know something, and get a hole in it and put it on that sapling. And then it'll fit and then get on it.
Right.
And go on. All right.
You ever call it a righty horse?
Well, I guess we call them riding horses. More than that, I could call them flying Jenny.
Flying Jenny, uh-huh. Or a seesaw?
Well, seesaw, yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Well, when you do, you go up this way, you then go around. That's the seesaw.
I see. Uh-huh. And if you want to sharpen a knife, you hold a stone.
That's right.
And what is that?
Wet rock.
Wet rock, uh-huh. And different kinds of wood fences that you used to have in the old days. Tell me about them.